Concrete Rose, Chapter 4. I finally got Aisha on the phone Saturday night. "I need a break, Maverick," she said, and her voice was real rough. "I've been crying all the time and my head getting these real dark places. You don't need to be around me." It sounded like what Keisha went through after she had Andriana. I think Mark called it postnatal depression. "You seen a doctor?" I asked Aisha. "I don't need a doctor." "No, for real. Dre's girl got dealt with that and..." "I said I don't need a doctor, Maverick. I'm handling it myself." "Fine." Wasn't no point in arguing. "How long do you think you need?" The phone line got real quiet. Next thing I knew, I got the dial tone. I told Ma what happened. "That poor child. Postnatal is rough," she said. "Yolanda's probably not getting her any help either." "Jesus. We may need to prepare to have the baby for a while, Maverick. Might need to call Cousin Gary and discuss some options." "Man, that fool is the worst. He a lawyer and live in the suburb with his white wife and their kids. Ask me when he come round the fam. Never. He think we guess so and want his money. Cornball ass. Don't nobody want his money. I don't want his help either. I should need a little break, that's all. I pray to God I'm right, because it's only been 2 days and this boy putting me through it. That first night was hell. He wanted to be held most of the time or else he'd cry. So I basically kept him on my arms. When I put him in the crib, he woke up every hour. That meant I had to wake up and feed him or change his diaper. I never seen so much poop in my life. Saturday and Sunday, it was the same thing. Crying, pooping, peeing, crying, pooping, peeing. I'm exhausted after one weekend. Today finna be really interesting. It's Monday and Ma going back to work, meaning I gotta take care of my son by myself. At least this weekend Ma was here if I messed up. I told her that and she was like, "Being a parent usually means there's nobody who can come fix things. That's now your job." That's scary as hell. Ma run around the kitchen, checking the cabinets and refrigerator as she jotted down a list. Dre got to make some runs for Aunt Nita later and offered to take me to the grocery store. We need all kinds of stuff for my son. Of course, Ma thinking of 11 other things she want. "I'm adding cornmeal to the list, Maverick," Ma says. "Make sure you get the big bag. May wants to fry some catfish this weekend. Oh, and get some of that Creole seasoning. You know she'll have a fit if there's no Creole seasoning." Ma's best friend Mo come over and cook for us sometimes. She can throw down on some catfish. "Yes, Mom," I say through a yawn. "Little man kept waking up last night. Surprised he's asleep now." "Now, if something comes up today, call me at work," Ma says. "Also, Mrs. Wyatt is next door and your Aunt Nita is only a phone call away. Your gran told me to tell you she's a call away." Ma shake her head. "That woman's a fool for you. Granny live out in the country on the family land, 30 minutes away. She'd probably make that a 15-minute drive if I called. I ain't going to do that to her, or nobody else. I won't need help. I say what a man should. I got this." Ma stare at me for a second. She come and kiss my forehead. "You'll be okay," she murmurs. Soon she crank her car up in the driveway. The engine hum and hum till it fade away, and I'm all alone with my son. I peek in on him real quick. I had to move my stereo and all my CDs to fit his crib in my room. Man, that was hard. I got the best CD collection in the neighbourhood. Bet that. Hundreds of joints, had them stacked in a tower shelf in alphabetical order. Now they scattered over the dining room table. All that for little man. He knocked out in his crib with his arms stretched above his head. His eyebrows wrinkled like they always be. I think he dreamed of ways to solve all the problems in the world. I watch him for a minute. Tired as I am, I love him more than I can say. It's kind of wild, since I only really known him for a few days. I turn on Andriana's old baby monitor and give his forehead a kiss like Ma gave me. I throw myself across the living room couch. I think the hardest part of all this is not knowing when it's going to end. Either Aisha's going to come out and get our son, or he'll chill the hell out. School start the week after next, and the thought of going there while dealing with him don't seem possible. I grab the cordless phone. I kind of want to call Lisa since we didn't talk all weekend, but that might mean telling her what's going on. Instead, I dial King's beeper. I need to holler at him about this drug situation. Plus, I want to make sure we call. He got to know the baby mine by now. I page him. Knowing King, it will take a while before he get back to me. I stretch out on the couch and pull Ma's throw blanket over me. Right as I start to fall asleep, the phone ring. I can't catch a damn break. I snatch it off the coffee table. "Hello? Hello?" an automated voice says. "You have a collect call from Adonis," his voice cut in. I sit up. Pops never call in the morning, only in the evening when Ma home. Something gotta be wrong. I press 1 to accept the call. Pops? Hey, madman. Somehow his voice always light when he talked to me, like he on a business trip and not in prison. What mess your mama cooked today? I crack up. Pops swear he had better cook than Ma. He is, honestly. His biscuits so legendary, I dream of them mugs. Nothing this morning. You all right? What are you doing calling this early? I'm fine. Got some calling time and decided to take advantage of it. Is Faye there? Nah, she just left at work, I say. Damn, should have known. How's she doing? She's not working too much, is she? She all right. You know she's off on weekends now. Mo convinced her to take them off. Mo? The way Pops say her name kind of threw me off. They never met. Ma and Mo ain't become friends till a year or two after he went away. Guess I'm glad somebody convinced her to take time off, he says. Anyway, how are you doing? What was you up to this weekend? Last time we talked, I was waiting on the DNA test results. I told Pops the baby wasn't mine, and he took my word like he always does. Now I've got telling me a grandfather. It's real hard to speak all of a sudden. I was taking care of my son. The phone get extra quiet. The call ain't dropped. There's voices in the background. Damn, Pops says. Well, it is what it is. How are you handling it? I rub my eyes. I ain't sure if they're burning because they're tired or I'm relieved Pops ain't coming down on me. That ain't really his style, no way. Whenever Myra's pissed, I can always count on Pops to hear me out. I don't know how I'm handling it, I admit. He cry all the time, barely sleep, always need a diaper change or a bottle. It's a lot, Pops. I'm ready to crack after one weekend. Oh yeah, I remember them days. He pissed in your face yet? Man, I groan as Pops laugh. A couple of times. Good. It's payback for all them times you pissed in my face. You'll be okay, madman. You got to find your groove. Don't get me wrong. It won't be easy. Everybody going to have an opinion about how you do things. What I always tell you? Living your life based off what other people think. Ain't living at all, I finish. You're damn straight. Let them talk. Long as you take care of yours, that's all that matters. You feel me? I feel you. Damn. A grandson, he says in awe. What's his name? Ashen Aiden King, since you thought that was his daddy. Oh, no, man. You got to change that, Pop says. Zeke named King that in honour of the set. I got nothing against it or your homeboy, but your son ought to have something of his name, of his own. A name with purpose. I was really mindful when I named you Maverick Malcolm Carter. Maverick mean independent thinker. Malcolm come from Malcolm X. Guess Pops wanted me to be a leader from jump. Don't throw something on your son, Pops go on. Give him a name that tells him who he is and who he can be. The world's going to try to do that enough. Damn, I'll have to think it out. Yeah, right. Man, if I was home, I'd be the freshest granddaddy you ever saw. Have my little buddy riding around in the drop top. Make sure you put him onto the Lakers ASAP. Pop's a fool for the Lakers. He worshipped Magic and Kareem back in the day. He made sure I was a fan. Fast show. I'm going to get him a jersey soon. That's what I'm talking about. They got something special in the making. I can feel it, he says. That boy, Kobe, going to be a force. Mark my words. For a moment, we just father and son talking basketball. Papa don't feel a word away. You think we'll get a championship? A couple of championships, Pop says. Kobe and Shaq going to ball out, no doubt. How are things around the garden? It's real calm lately. No turf wars or nothing, I say. The garden disciples ain't tripping. Good. Sean, Dre and them looking out for you? I guess that's what Dre called that stunt he pulled. Yeah, sometimes they do it too much. No such thing. Be glad somebody got your back. You may not always be so lucky. I got a feeling Dre gonna always be a pain in my ass. Well, look, man, my time's up. Pop says. Make sure you tell Faye I came down real hard on you regarding this baby business, all right? I laugh. She gonna know I'm lying. Yeah, all right. We'll see you soon. Looking forward to it, he says, and I can hear his smile. Love you, madman. Love you too, Pops. I hang up, and my Pops is a world away again. The doorbell ring. I hop up real fast because I don't want it to wake up little man. I peek out the front window first like Ma do. It's King. I greet him with a palm slap. Damn, man, didn't I expect you to roll through? He's sliding past me. Phone calls a waste of time. I was around the corner with a customer and figured I'd stop by. What's up? What ain't up? Part of me don't know how to start any of this conversation. I stick my hands in my pockets. Aisha holiday ye yet? King plopped down on my couch and propped his feet on the table. Me casa always been his casa. Yeah, she told me. Where your Sega controller? I'm trying to play some Mortal Kombat. Man, look, I'm sorry, all right, I say. I thought for sure little man was yours. Told you, shit happens. It's all good. You sure? You named him after yourself. I could see how this might make you feel. Golly, Marv, you sound like a female. Chill, I ain't stressing that girl or a baby. He pulled my Sega Genesis controller from between the couch cushions. Less for me to have to worry with. All right, long as we're cool. For life, homie. He held his palm out to me. I slap it. Fascia, except for when you're rooting for the sorry-ass Cowboys. So you're hating ass on somewhere, King laughs. Like the Saints gonna do shit. My Cowboys gonna whoop then like I'm gonna whoop you on this game. Do you wish? I need to holler at you about something else. King blow into my Mortal Kombat cartridge in case it don't want to outright and put it in the Sega Genesis. What's up? Little man wail in my room before I can speak. Shit, I hiss. Hold on. Mark claimed that one day I'll be able to decipher his cries. Today ain't that day. She told me to always check his diaper first thing. It's clean, so he must want a bottle. Ma made a couple before she went to work. She think I pour too much formula. For somebody who claimed that my baby's my responsibility, she help out a lot. I ain't complaining. I rush to the kitchen, grab a bottle out of the fridge and go scoop little man out of the crib. It ain't easy to feed a crying baby. It's like he's so hungry he's mad. And he's so mad he don't want to let me hold him with all the squirming he doing. Chill, man, I tell him. I don't know how I get the bottle in his mouth. At first he don't latch onto it and I'm 2 seconds away from calling Ma at work. Finally, he start eating. Man, I sigh. You love to stress me out, huh? I carefully walk toward the living room and sit on the couch with him. King play my Sega, keeping his eyes on the TV. Aisha left him with you? Yeah, said she needed a break. Oh, that's all King say at first. Then, you got to feed him within like a minute of him waking up or he'll act a fool. What? I used to go over and help Aisha with him. Oh, we're quiet for a moment. King look over at me and Lil Man. Yeah, he says, he do look like you. King can say it's all good if you want, but there's this look in his eye that got me thinking otherwise. Dog, I'm sorry. He focused on the TV again. Told you it's all good. At least with you, he got a family, you know? King man, you said you wanted to holler at me about something else. I hate this situation for real. I clear my throat. Yeah, I can't sling with you no more. He do a double take. What? Why? Dre figured out what we up to. King hop up. What the hell, you told him? No, I wouldn't do that. Dre figured it out on his own and convinced you're involved. He want me to quit. Let me guess. He only want you selling weed for him and Sean for pennies. Nah, man. He want me to quit drug dealing, period. Said if I don't, he'd rat you out to Sean. So? I can't believe you're letting him punk you. I was trying to look out for you. I don't need nobody to look out for me. All I need is this money. Don't you? Our arguing make little man fuss. I rock him a bit. Of course, but I don't want to get in trouble. Dre threatened to tell my parents, King. So you're going to leave me hanging? Man, you know it ain't like that. I'm saying you already consider dropping your sack. I ain't dropping shit, King says. Mav, we could find a way to do this if we work together. You really going to let Dre and them get in the way of your money? It ain't Dre I'm worried about. If Ma find out I sell drugs, I might not see another day. I'm sorry, King, I say. I'm out. He glared at the ceiling like he could cuss. Man, fine, he says. You do you, but I ain't quitting. They can come at me, I ain't scared. I swear, King never give a you-know-what. I think I care more about him than he care about himself. I won't tell them. Hold on, I'll get my stash. Can you... I motion at my son. Yeah, I'll hold him, King says. I place him in King's arms. Little man whimper at first, but King bounce him and shush him. He probably done this before. I go to the bathroom. Ma made it my job to keep it clean every week, making me the only one who go under the cabinet. I get down on the floor to look under there real good and move around the cleaning supplies. They help hide the space in the back between the wall and the pipe that's just big enough for me to slide a Ziploc bag of drugs into. I take it out, go to the living room and I give it to King. He give me my son in return. Will you call her? I ask. Yeah, he says, even if you was acting like a little punk right now. Fool, you have met my mama, right? I got good reason to be scared. Yeah. I'll holler at you later. I got work to do. He look at my son. Take care of him, all right? I nod. King hold out his fist and I tap him up. Then he gone.